This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. I hope you had a great weekend. Everybody's here ready to go, including Todd. Yours truly. Phone calls always welcome on Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Some crazy, crazy football. And it started Friday night with Colorado up big on Stanford. And I'm going to guess a lot of people didn't realize until the next morning that Stanford pulled off one of the bigger surprises of the college football season. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Downloading the app. Ross Tucker, our good buddy, will recap the NFL weekend. David Pollack, former NFL defensive lineman and was a member of College Game Day for such a long period of time. He'll join us coming up as we recap college football as well. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. It's a recap of the show every single day, Monday through Friday at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific also. And it's really easy to sign up. Go to danpatrick.com. Just put in your email address in the box that slides out, bottom right corner, and we'll keep you apprised of a lot of things going on, including the latest batch of Tailgate Moonshine that should drop sometime next week. All right, Seton, you got a poll question for us to start out with today.
Yeah, Dan, I think we'll go with sort of what we do on Mondays. Who had the worst weekend? Let's just go negative right 90 seconds into the show.
All right.
USC had a bad weekend. Yeah. That was tough.
Yeah.
I don't know who the weekend was worse for. Was it worse for Lincoln Riley? Was it worse for Caleb Williams? Oh.
Well, Caleb Williams, I think, shorter term of he probably lost his chance for the Heisman. Unless Michael Penix has one of those games, but that was an important game for Caleb Williams, national TV. That's your Heisman moment. He's already had Heisman moments, but it feels like he's got to do even more to impress us this year than last year. And three interceptions at Notre Dame. I mean, it's just not a good team and certainly not a good defense. And this is more of a rebuild than I think Lincoln Riley thought it was going to be, or maybe the analyst and alumni thought it was going to be. I think it's more of a rebuild than a reload there. And Caleb Williams can come back, but I'm wondering, well, I don't think he'll come back. But I think we're looking at USC differently. You know, just the USC image didn't look good at South Bend. You know, they got roughed up. And I'll ask David Pollack, I mean, is it talent or is it technique? Is it philosophy? What is it? But Notre Dame played well. And you can't help but think about that Notre Dame loss to Ohio State. Because if they had that win with a big win like this against USC, and yes, they did have the Louisville loss, but they'd still be in the national title picture. Cowboys, by the way, -1.5 at the Chargers coming up tonight. What other candidates will be on the poll question, Seton?
Coach Prime in Colorado. Yee, yowie.
Wow. Well, Notre Dame was favored, so I wasn't surprised Notre Dame won. Maybe as convincing of a win, maybe that was a little bit of a surprise. Colorado was up 29-0. Stanford's not good. Coach Prime, even on a Friday night where he didn't want to be playing on a Friday night. Man, you can't blow a lead like that, can you? By the way, Dylan, graphics guy, part of the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, took Stanford money line against Colorado. I don't think too many handicappers did that, but Dylan, the graphics guy, along with Bad Larry and Shea and Irving, part of the podcast, and Dylan did well with the money line there. Who else do we have as a candidate, Seton?
We have got the Philadelphia Eagles.
Paulie called it. Paulie said, hey, how crazy would this be? Jets over the Eagles. Eagles, even though they're a really good team, they haven't looked like a really good team. You keep waiting for that sort of, oh, okay, that's the Eagles. And, you know, the Jets defense, the Jets don't have their best defensive backs. One of their, or two of their best linemen, and they shut down the Eagles. That was amazing. But they are, them and the Cleveland Browns are two great defenses there. But the Jets didn't even have, like Sauce Gardner wasn't there. And you're going to beat that Eagles team? That was a little bit surprising. Browns over the Niners. That defense is lockdown defense. And I know, I heard it from people. Oh, you were talking up Brock Purdy. I said, yes. Yes, he's done well.
He was exposed.
I know. It's like, oh, what happened to your MVP? And I go, he's not my MVP. I'm just saying he's played well. He had a bad game. Quarterbacks have bad games.
He had a bad game still, and still should have won.
He still put his team in a position to win the game on the road. Now, you're going against a Cleveland team that doesn't have their running back, didn't have their starting quarterback, and but Niners lost, you know, Debo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey to injuries. And, you know, that's one of those, you look back and you go, how did that happen? There's always a couple of those games for teams where you go, how did that happen? Well, that's one of those games for the 49ers where you go, what? Going cross-country, and you start early, and all of a sudden, Cleveland stayed in it. Yeah, Marv.
Remember, they lost to the Bears week one last season.
Yeah.
So this isn't anything new.
Yeah.
We have a side poll off of that poll,
whoa,
actually.
Whoa.
Which quarterback had a worse day, Brock Purdy or Deshaun Watson?
Wow.
Yeah. When you don't even hit the field and it's your worst performance of the year.
Yeah. By the way, this first hour brought to you by Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases with no fees. Great stuff. Check out eligibility in terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Any other poll questions that we may have for the first hour, Seton?
Yeah, of course, Dan. We got poll questions. We could swing it around to be the best if you want to end this segment on a little bit of a positivity note.
Who had
the best weekend instead of the worst weekend? Who had the best weekend? The Cleveland Browns certainly had a good weekend. I don't know if it was the best of the weekend. The Jets, that's a hell of a win. That's about as good a weekend as they can have,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I think they're okay with Zach Wilson. I said, you know what? I would not be trading for Kirk Cousins. Just don't lose the game for us. And he didn't against a pretty good team.
I thought they were supposed to win now.
The Jets?
Yeah. You loaded up for this year. You're supposed to win now.
Well, I kept wondering, one guy shouldn't make this much of a difference with Aaron Rodgers going down. You should be a good team, and you're seeing them that they are a good team. they can be a great team with Aaron Rodgers. They're still just a good team if Zach Wilson plays okay. What else you have, Seton?
How about Notre Dame? That's a great weekend.
Yep, they needed that one. They needed that. You lose to Louisville. They needed that one.
I would actually say Marcus Freeman over Notre Dame.
Well,
he needed that.
Yeah,
he
probably
needed that one.
That was a perception victory. Like, okay, all right, things are okay. I think people get a little nervous with that, you know, with the play calling, the decisions that they had in the Ohio State game, and then you get roughed up against Louisville. You know, the team that I still can't buy into, and every year it feels like I say the same thing about this time, North Carolina. I'm not sure. I watch, I go, okay, I like the running game, I like the quarterback, I go, all right. And then they'll eventually, you know, break your heart, it feels like. And there'll be like seven guys in the NFL from North Carolina. Like, I don't know. If you look the ratio of how good a team was to how many players they send to the NFL, North Carolina would be in the top 10. Because you'd go, wait, he was at North Carolina? Wait, Julius Peppers, Albert Haynesworth? Wait, those guys? It's always like, yeah. And they got seven pros off a team. Yeah, Paulie.
I saw some stat about UNC football that they played the toughest first half schedule so far because they don't take any, you know, bye weeks. They played South Carolina, App State, which is a good team, Minnesota out of conference, Pitt, Syracuse, Miami. And the funny thing is they, you know, somewhat control their own destiny. They got to beat Duke in 3 weeks. That's their next, the big one.
Mm. Oh, I love that, North Carolina against Duke. So Washington over Oregon, that was a lot of fun to watch. And I did not agree with coaching decisions by Dan Lanning. At the end of the first half, kick a field goal. And I know Booger McFarland at halftime said, no, this game, you got to score touchdowns. I just don't want to miss out on points. So that's three. And then they had another decision to go down on fourth down, being so aggressive. All right, I like it. I don't know if I understand the analytics as much as a lot of it comes down to feel. Do we have a good play? How do we feel going up to the line? Because you can have a great play during the week, but when you get into game time situation where there's live bullets, do you have the right play? You know? And, you know, on the road. By the way, the Oregon uniforms. If you like aluminum foil, that was a nice look. I just don't think you can have a big game against Washington and do an experimental uniform. This is where you got to bring back Oregon. Now, as Seton said, what are Oregon's colors? Like, what are their uniforms?
What is that traditional uniform we're looking for again? Because I lost that thread.
Yeah, is it green? Is it all green? There was no green, no yellow in those uniforms.
You know,
uniforms.
Like classic Oregon, you know, that one. No.
Yeah, just like Penn State. You know, they have that classic uniform. No, they don't. What else? Yes, Pauline.
And Washington was popping. They got the gold. They got the purple. They look like Washington. If you turn that game, you're like, who are they playing? The Oreo Blizzards? It just didn't look like Oregon at all.
Yeah.
And I think that cost them the game.
Do you think so?
Yes, it did.
It was a uniform.
Yes.
Yeah, uniform issue. Yeah. I love the purple. I love UW. Awesome. I love the atmosphere.
On the water.
If you ever get a chance to go, it's a wonderful, wonderful. Unless you're a visiting team, it's a wonderful setting there. Yes, Todd?
How is it possible that the Jets had not beaten the Eagles ever in the history of both of those teams' franchise until last night?
But I don't think they started playing until like 1973.
It just sounded so beyond odd.
Yes.
For teams that have been in existence that many years that they would never have beaten them once before.
So they had lost their first 12 games against Philadelphia. That dates back to 1973.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Tampa Bay, they brought out Creamsicle. You know, when you play well, it's interesting how a uniform looks a whole lot better when you play well. And then when you don't, and you're like, oh, my God. And it was that, oh, my God, look at the Creamsicle out there. But, well, see, it always, I have flashbacks because I always remember when they wore those uniforms when they first came into the NFL, when they were terrible. When I see that color, I go, oh, no, no, no. It's not 1976 with Steve Spurrier at quarterback. Yes, Paul.
So as an homage, they played like the late 70s Buccaneers. Like, we're going to really embrace it. But you know what's funny about this? Everyone loves those Buccaneers uniforms now. They were not embraced, and you know this, Dan.
No,
they were
not.
They were considered like soft and Florida-ish, and they were not cool at the time. The public didn't like them. It's like they're cool now.
All right, let me take a break. We'll get phone calls coming up. David Pollack will help us understand what happened over the weekend in college football, and Ross Tucker will stop by as well. Some strange numbers, like the number 19. How many teams scored 19 points yesterday in the NFL? Felt like there were. Were there three? Todd, you're into numerology.
I love my numerology. I have to check. But there were, I think, at least three 19-point games.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Okay. The Chiefs scored 19. That was Thursday. The Vikings scored 19. The Browns scored 19. Okay. And those teams won. When's the last time three teams scoring 19 points in a week? No, I don't know. Nobody cares. Maybe I do.
No, people care, though.
No, I was trying to get excited about, like, oh, my God, this is a stat that's going to go viral. I go, no, nobody cares. All right, we'll take a break. Just getting started here. Settle on a poll question, and we're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. King's Hawaiian Buns. Nice buns. They have the original Hawaiian sweet rolls, slider buns, the pretzel slider buns, soft, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls. So versatile, you can create any kind of slider you want. King's Hawaiian Slider Sundae, you need a recipe inspiration? You can find it. How about the pulled chicken sliders? So you got chicken, your favorite barbecue rub, or throw some passion fruit barbecue sauce on there, Dijon mustard. You got some pickles, some coleslaw. Pickles are the key there, by the way. All prepared on King's Hawaiian Sweet Slider Buns. Nice buns. Football Sundays are all about sharing football, friends, family, and you can do it on a slider Sunday, thanks to King's Hawaiian. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls. So King's Hawaiian, go to kingshawaiian.com for recipe inspiration, and as always, enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. What do we have here, Marvin?
It says it's Code Orange, the new reality.
Oh.
We've played this before.
Have we?
Mm-hmm.
Seems a little,
yeah.
little loud this early in the morning.
It's every get up, everybody.
It's like a cup of coffee.
Yeah?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
With metal.
Yeah.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is an innovation on a magnificent scale. The vehicle all electric, the feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at MBUSA.com/EQS. I mentioned the number of teams scoring 19 points in winning, the Chiefs, Vikings, and Browns. Then you had the odd number, like the Broncos had 8, Cardinals and Giants had 9, the Rams had 26. Just odd numbers, well, even numbers too, but some strange numbers that we had. And you have tonight's game, the Cowboys are giving 1.5 at the Chargers. 1.5 at the Chargers.
Final score 23-15 tonight.
Okay, I see you going once again with the theme there. All right, we'll get some phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. And, oh, I don't know if you heard Deion Sanders after the loss. They were up big on Stanford and going into halftime, had them shut out. They were going to put up style points in the second half, and then all of a sudden Stanford comes back. Here's Deion after the historic collapse.
We're going to take this one on the chin because we deserve it. 29, I've never been in one of these. From youth on, I don't remember being up 29-0 and losing a football game. I really don't. This is a little tough for me, and I'm trying my best, and I thank you all for your patience, and I thank you for your heart, because this is really tough for me. But you can see when I'm amping up and I kind of see this stuff coming, you can see why I go at it like I go at it, because I could feel my team. I could feel what's about to transpire, and here we go.
So he could feel it, but he couldn't stop it. Seems strange. You know, you just get caught up. You know, we're blowing out Stanford. Let's put up, you know, 50. Let's let everybody know, you know, Colorado, you still have to deal with us. That sort of wiped away a lot of goodwill, it feels like. Like, it's still fun. It's Deion. But, you know, they got a tough schedule. And if you're bowl eligible, you've done a wonderful job there. Now, I remember when people say, could they compete for a national championship? No. And I still maintain they're 1 year ahead of schedule. As Deion said, hey, get us now because you're not going to get us later. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Colorado right now, they're 4-3, you know, obviously way better than last year. But technically, you need to have 6 wins to be belt bowl eligible. I've always heard that. Is that like some rule? Like, can some bowl just say, you know, we're going to do whatever we want? Or does the NCAA have a rule?
I
always thought there was a rule.
I don't know if the NCAA has rules.
Right. It seems like a thing people have been saying for a year. Oh, they have 6 wins, they're bowl eligible. But, like, they have to play UCLA, Oregon State, Arizona, Washington State, Utah. They're not going to be favored in any of those games, I don't think.
But
if they finish with 5 wins, does a bowl or the NCAA waive it to put them in a bowl?
I don't know if you can. I think they lowered they have so many bowl games, they couldn't get enough teams that qualified. And then I think they said 6 wins. Now, I don't know if it was 7 wins before that, but it felt like they didn't have enough teams that were good enough to get in. Oh, I think you just have to have a winning record. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I have 6-6, but 5-7 could make it if they need a fill-in participant. Guess who that's going to be?
Colorado! Hey, somehow they're playing in the Rose Bowl.
You see, Air Force is undefeated. Your Air Force
I know,
squad.
Air Force in the top 25.
They recruited you back in the day.
Yeah, they did. And they wisely did not offer me a scholarship.
Good squad, great units.
Yes. Yeah, I could have been a flyboy. Yes, Todd.
Yeah, everything I'm looking at says in the Division I football bowl subdivision or FBS, a team must win 50% of its games to be bowl eligible. Since most teams play 12 games, that equates to at least 6 wins. That's the definition that keeps popping up on that.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome.
49ers lost against Cleveland. I did not know this stat, but it is one of those odd stats that's going viral, as the kids like to say. The Niners, well, you got Kyle Shanahan is now 1-9 when he faces a defense coached by Jim Schwartz. That goes back to 2008 and also includes when Shanahan was an offensive coordinator. I'm going to guess Jim Schwartz has Kyle Shanahan's number. But it also helps when you have Myles Garrett. That's a good defense. Kept him in the game. P.J. Walker, not ready for prime time. Maybe Deshaun Watson comes back soon. Who knows? Yes, Paulie.
You know, with replay and stuff like that, there was a hit on the defensive back for the 49ers on a fourth down. He hit a receiver for the Browns, and it gave the Browns a first down. And basically, the game would have been over. It would have been a 49ers ball. There was no replayability on that hit. Mm. There's no replayability on roughing the passer. That's gonna happen in a playoff game.
Yeah, I still wonder if they're going to change that. If your goal is to get everything right, then can you then argue, oh, there's too much replay? Like, do you want them to get it right? And I know we want them to get it right in real time, but as we've seen, that game moves so quickly. And trust me, if you ever watch the game from the sidelines, you would understand how much faster it is and how much more violent it is. To those officials out there, they do a remarkable job. It's just, if your goal is to get everything right, then how can you pass up roughing the passer reviewable? Right? At least that's my philosophy. And, you know, it used to be instant replay. Now it's just called replay. So we know there's a time element attached to this. I think if they sped up the process, because there are times when you're looking at replay and you're at home and you're going, well, that's obvious. And then they spend another 60 seconds on it. And I'm going, wait, that's obvious. He doesn't have the ball in bounds. And then you're going, okay. And then the official comes out, upon further review, the receiver did not complete the process. I'm going, come on.
Please reset the clock to 50.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what penalty is really starting to drive me nuts? Ineligible man downfield. That is driving me crazy. Because all of a sudden, a dude is 1 yard, 3 feet further than where he's supposed to be. He's not even doing anything remotely involved in where the play goes. And it's like, nope, you took one step too many, mister. Back it up.
Yes, Todd.
Why can't you just throw it to anybody that's on your team?
Exactly.
That's, I think, what Steen's getting. Let's just call it what it is.
Throw it to everybody.
Hey, who cares if your right guard caught the ball and he wasn't lined up where he was, whatever it is. If someone's open and he happened to be blocking at first,
hey,
so what?
When we're playing in the backyard, everybody's eligible.
Throw it to that guy.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, like, it happens a lot on these bubble screens and these little screens, and like number 71 will be 2 yards downfield. It's not like he's looking back to the quarterback with his hands going, you know, give me the ball. It's clearly he's not a receiver, but they've been calling it a lot, seems right.
Buddha in San Francisco leads us off on this Monday morning. Buddha, best and worst of the weekend.
What up, DP? Good morning, boys. Marvin, keep your head up. Dan, I've been thinking about you. It's full-blown grape growing and harvest season out here in Napa. I can foresee maybe the show putting out a bottle of wine and the DP logo on it. That looks pretty good. But, Dan, I wanted to ask you, and, you know, you don't have to answer it right now, but I feel like the whole, like, Colorado thing, what a roller coaster it's been, but I feel like the media, like, kind of tiptoes around. Like, they don't want to create receipts. And they're talking about Deion in Colorado. I just feel like when I'm watching and I hear certain opinions, it's like certain people that are really opinionated don't really say anything because they're just too afraid. It's kind of interesting, but I've been kind of noticing that. But best and worst of the weekend, Dan. Best, watching Zach Wilson and the Jets D neutralize the undefeated Eagles team. Kind of makes me wonder and wish that Aaron Rodgers was healthy. That would be really, really cool to see with that defense. And worst of the weekend, obviously, Dan, me and Marvin's Niners going down to, what's his name, P.J. Walker, I think his name was, the quarterback and the Browns D. Dan, I feel like that loss, even if we won, it was going to be an ass chewing afterwards. I mean, we played like hot garbage. I mean, we lost Trent Williams. We lost Debo. We lost CMC. There was some questionable calls in the fourth quarter. And we still had a chip shot to win the game. I mean, it just wasn't our day, man.
Yeah. When you think about that, By the way, PJ Walker's. Doesn't that sound like a restaurant or... Hey, where are we going to go tonight? PJ Walker's? Yeah, we'll go to PJ Walker's.
Like kind of an Irish bar, but not really.
And any breadsticks.
Or some comfortable slacks. Put on your PJ Walker's. They're dressy, they're casual.
Yeah, like walking shoes.
Or shoes. Yeah. Oh, do you have your PJ Walker's on? Yes, yes.
Go to the mall.
It's like PF Flyers was this, PJ Walker's is that.
Yeah, yeah, Paul.
I have an update on the Colorado Bowl situation.
Oh.
In January of 2018, another great move by the Pac-12, they made a rule that says you have to win at least 6 regular season games to play in a bowl game, eliminating the opportunity for a 5-7 squad to earn a postseason spot if there's not enough 6-win teams nationally. So if they don't get 6, according to Pac-12 rules, Colorado cannot play in any bowl game. Now, since the Pac-12 is...
I was going to say, when does the Pac-12 stop being the Pac-12?
Right, when do the rules become...
Like at the end of the regular season, or when does that officially...
That's a fair question.
Yeah, I don't know when Colorado becomes part of the Big 12 again.
If Washington State or Oregon State, that has to be the new rules then.
We'll keep an eye on this.
Thank you. Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff, best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, Dan, Patrick, and everybody. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm in a weird situation, Dan.
Things are going well for you, Jeff, too well. You're not used to this.
No, dude, I am looking around waiting on the floor to just drop in. You think about last year this time. No wins, nothing going on. We're trying to figure out which way we're going. And now I can honestly say, Dan Patrick, the Detroit Lions have one of the best records in the NFL. Along with that, you think about last year this time. Tua was talking about getting traded. The Dolphins are off the hook right now. The 49ers didn't know how Jimmy G would work out now. We're upset because Brock Purdy didn't win. And that's my bet. My worst is going to be the pass interference at the end of the Giants game. They got robbed, and I'm going to tell you why it affects me, because they did Calvin Johnson exactly like that. It was like, dude, the first – they had two penalties, in my opinion. The first one got called. The second one, he was draped all over him, had his jersey, and it didn't get called. What's up?
Thank you, Jeff. You know, when you have a receiver and defensive back, they get engaged. As long as it feels like they're both engaged, then I don't have a problem with that. You know, you kind of get thrown into the washing machine there, and all of a sudden you're jostling with each other. And can you call that? Yes, absolutely. But I understand why they didn't call it. Yeah, Paul.
I noticed I was watching a game, as long as, like, you know those long passes where the receiver is going for the ball and the defensive back?
Yeah.
If the defensive back just looks back, if he just looks back towards the ball, they don't call it. But when he's blindly and just running into the guy, arms up is when they always call it.
Andrew in Washington is back. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan and Dennis. Thanks for taking my call. I'm third on the caller totem pole list, and I don't mind it. That's a good place to be. I agree with Buddha. The press is a little bit soft with Deion. They want to be on his good side because they can see there's an upside to being close to Colorado football in the future.
No, that's fair. That's fair, Andrew. Absolutely.
I have a best and a bestest. My best, Keon Coleman of the Seminoles, becoming the first Florida State player since Peter Warwick 25 years ago to have more than 100 yards receiving and over 100 return yards in the same game. My bestest, you guys have talked about it, the Pac-12 and Pacific Northwest showing out with what I consider the best college football game of the year when Washington beat Oregon 36-33. To quote Robert Griffith Jr. III, it was big Pennix energy. Dan, I have a question, though. Who has a better chance of getting into the playoffs, Washington or Florida State?
Thank you, Andrew. I'd have to look at that a little closer. I would think Florida State, but once again, trying to figure out, you know, Clemson is not, I mean, is that a quality win? Is that a great win if you're able to beat Clemson? The Pac-12 is really competitive, but these teams are going to be knocking each other off in the Pac-12. I mean, Washington State just got smoked. You've seen some close games, some strange games, you know, Oregon losing that game. Penn State, Ohio State going against each other this weekend. So you eventually start knocking each other off. But I don't do you have the schedules there, Paulie?
Yeah, I got Florida State. They got Duke this weekend.
That's big.
At Wake Forest, at Pitt, host Miami. So it's some tough ones. Then they have North Alabama, not Alabama, but North Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Alabama light, and then at Florida. So they do have a serious schedule.
Okay.
Washington. Washington hosts Arizona State at Stanford, at USC, hosts Utah, at Oregon State, at Washington State. Host Washington State.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, Utah is going to be challenging. Playing USC at USC is challenging. Oregon State's a good team. I guess you could say they control their own destiny. Just like Michael Penix Jr. the third with the
Heisman. Feels like a lot of teams right now are controlling their own destiny. Gotta admit.
Yes, Marvin.
How many schools will be okay to get into the playoffs with two losses?
Depends on when you have those losses and who you lost against. Like, can you have a quality loss? Notre Dame had a quality loss, I guess, from the perspective of it was Ohio State. Now, they shouldn't have lost that. Then you throw in the Louisville game where they got dominated. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, because I was thinking about Ohio State. What if they lose to Penn State and lose to Michigan in, like, close fashion?
I don't think that they would be in the title hunt.
Okay.
If they lost to Michigan again, like, I think that perception-wise that you lose three in a row to Michigan, and even though it's just a loss this year on your resume, that might be one of those, man, what's wrong with Ohio State? They barely beat Notre Dame. But if you lose to Penn State and Michigan, yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah, yeah, Paulie.
Like Texas lost a couple weeks ago to Oklahoma. That loss is early enough in the season where they could overcome it.
Yeah.
You know, if you lose those big games against a quality opponent in September, you can clean up your act later. If you lose like late October, then you're going uphill.
Barry in Santa Fe. Hi, Barry. Welcome back.
J-E-T-S. Jets. Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row.
Good morning.
I thought my man Paulie was hitting the Miller Lights a little early when he picked the Jets on Friday, but hey, a win is a win. Zach played all right, but the offense definitely owes the defense a big apology. It shouldn't have taken the end of the game to win that game. And all I know is Hackett and Rodgers, who, by the way, was on the sidelines throwing.
Oh, I know. Get ready for that. Thank you, Barry. Yep, Aaron Rodgers to the rescue. I don't know if this has calmed the Kirk Cousins to the Jets. Probably has a little bit. And it should. Kirk Cousins, first of all, he's not going to waive his no-trade clause. And they ended up winning that game against the Bears. All they need to do is, you know, get back to 500, and then all of a sudden, you know, we'll forget about Kirk Cousins being traded. But I mean, what's a team going to give up? A couple of decent draft picks. I mean, not a first rounder, but you're going to give up like a second and a fourth, something like that. And you have the no trade clause. I just don't see him being moved. You know, Davante Adams, boy, did he take a hit.
Woo! That was punishing.
And it was legal.
Yeah,
like,
perfect.
Sometimes it's rare when you see a tackle like that and you go, well, that's going to be flagged. And then there's like, no, that's the way you tackle somebody, hit somebody.
Yeah, like teach it like that. That was tough, man.
That's a hit. That's one of those where you're going, oh, my God. That's surviving a car crash. Yeah, Marv.
That's one of those, I don't know if I want to play football anymore.
I want to watch football. It hurts so much.
That's Jabril Peppers, by the way, too.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think that loss bothers Bill Belichick more than any other regular season loss based off?
Wait. Let me take a break.
Save it.
All right. Play of the day is up next. TireRack.com is waiting for you. Whenever you need them, they're waiting for you. Now, you may not need tires now or next week or next month, but when you do, just remember, TireRack.com. They have the easy-to-use tire decision guide. You get a personalized tire recommendation, so that means the right tires for how and what and where you drive. You can choose from the full lineup of Continental tires, and if you're looking to get tires shipped fast and free, and it can be to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com is the place to go. Also, free road hazard protection for 2 years. Mobile tire installation. Ask about that. It's available in a lot of areas. They bring the tires to you at your home or your office and install them on site. Ultra convenient. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See the Continental test results, special offers that they have at TireRack.com/Dan. And remember, TireRack.com, that's the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Jalen Hurts in the shotgun. Back to throw is Hurts. Looks left, throws left, it's intercepted, picked off, running right, Tony Adams, he's inside the 25, breaks a tackle, down to the 10-yard line! 1 minute and 50 seconds to go, and the Jets are inside the 10-yard line on the pick!
Courtesy of the Jets Radio Network, Jets rallied from a 14-3 deficit to win. Since the start of the 2021 season, Jets have five comebacks from 11 or more points, most in the NFL. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Panini. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Jalen Hurts did not play well, but the Jets defense had a lot to do with that. It's like Brock Purdy did not play well. The Browns defense had a lot to do with that. Sometimes we'll go, man, that quarterback wasn't any good. Yeah, the defense was really good. Because, you know, you create content headlines when you criticize the quarterback. When you compliment the defense, nobody cares about that. It's like, okay. But Jalen Hurts did not play well. Brock Purdy didn't play well, but did put his team in position to win that game. Yes, Marvin.
If you're the Browns fans or Jets fans, now do you say, all right, if we beat those teams, we should be a playoff caliber team since we beat those two teams?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't want any moral victories. You want real victories because you just beat two of the best teams in the league.
But they should be a good team. The fact that they beat the Eagles didn't have three of their best defensive players. That's the amazing part of that. All I want is Zach Wilson to survive. Just don't lose the game for us. And he had a couple of moments. He has a big arm, no picks, and he can run. He's quick. But, I you know, you just got to be careful. You can't take a beating back there. You can't. Dave in St. Louis. Good morning, Dave. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 5'10", 200. I've always wanted to hear that. Got a best and worst of the weekend. Best is my Missouri Tigers being on the road, down 14, going for a fake punt and converting a touchdown. It's great to see. My worst of the weekend, I pretty much conceded my fantasy game before the noon kickoffs because I saw my opponent had Justin Tucker, and wow, what a game he had.
Yeah, he's amazing. But you know who's amazing and does not get credit? Let me see if I have the number here. Here it is. Okay. You guys want to guess kicker who doesn't get enough credit? Anybody want to guess on the kicker who doesn't get enough credit? Yes, Paul?
The Falcons kicker?
If you don't know his name,
who?
Then maybe that says he doesn't get enough credit.
Yeah.
But that's not
your point.
It's not the right answer. If you said Matt Prater, you would be correct. How about this? He had a 56-yard field goal in the game yesterday. He has 74 field goals of 50 yards or longer. He's been playing for 17 years. By comparison, so 74 field goals of 50 yards or more. Justin Tucker has 58. Adam Vinatieri, 45. Morton Anderson, 40. Jan Stenerud, 17. Those are the kickers in the Hall of Fame or going into the Hall of Fame. But Matt Prater has 74 field goals of 50 yards or more. Yes, Paul.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but is Matt Prater's fault playing in the Justin Tucker era?
Well, I don't. Yeah,
because Justin Tucker is the one famous kicker in the league. He's famous.
Yeah, but Justin Tucker also played in the Adam Vinatieri. You know, Vinatieri was still in the NFL.
But it, like Matt Prater, until you said that, I don't people know how good he is
or what team he plays for.
Yeah,
he plays for Arizona. Yes, Marvin.
I think Paulie might be right. There's only room for one big-time kicker that you know.
Right.
So I think the last generation was Vinatieri. Then Vinatieri moved on to Justin Tucker. And sorry, Matt Prater, but...
Yeah, because he's been in 17 years.
Correct.
Yes, Seton.
Matt Prater's going to pray.
Be a Prater hater.
Okay. All right.
See, there was a point in time where that song was sung in this studio. We must be forgetting, but we gave Prater a little bit of love, but it was more in a Taylor Swift way.
Oh, I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Who was singing?
Yeah, probably me.
Okay. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce cameos on Saturday Night Live, anybody?
They went out on the town,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, these two have been dating a little bit longer than publicized. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Sources?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A source says.
You mean there was a preseason we were unaware of?
Training camp?
Off-season workouts?
OTA.
Hey. Hey. OTAYLOR. Oh, Taylor. Yes, Marvin.
All right, so I lost my train of thought because of O'Taylor.
O'Tay. Dave in Minnesota. Oh, I got it. Okay, I'll get to Dave, Minnesota. Then Paulie has to tell me why it was so painful for Bill Belichick. Forgot all about that. Hi, Dave.
Best and worst. Hey, Dan. Best and worst of the weekend.
Yeah.
got to take a bucket list trip with my son to LSU for a night game against Auburn. Awesome. Great environment. Want to hear what your guys' top 10 bucket lists in college football are. Worst of the weekend, my NDSU Bison losing to UND.
Yeah, rough year. Rough year for them. All right. Paul, you don't have enough time to...
This wasn't even that teasable in the first place. I was watching that game, and I was watching Brian Hoyer and Jimmy Garoppolo and thinking
and Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniel, and Tom Brady is now ownership with the Raiders. And I'll bet you Bill Belichick, he'll never talk about it, but this win bothers him more than any regular season win.
Jacoby Myers lighting him up.
Yeah. All these ex-players.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You stole all my players, all these guys that I could use right now.
He doesn't want those guys.
Oh, he would kill for Brian Hoyer right now.
No, he would not. No, he would not.
He would give up a weekend in Nantucket.
If you said I could watch the Patriots or not watch football, I wouldn't watch football.
Wow. That's harsh. It's,
like sit in a quiet room?
Yes. Yes. It's tough. That is really tough.
You can watch Belichick throw down his tablet in disgust.
I love seeing that.
That's fun.
All right. Taking a page out of Tom Brady there. Blaming the tablet. Good craftsman never blames his tools. Hour two coming up. David Pollack, that loss by Colorado, that win by Notre Dame. We'll discuss.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.